Good evening. It's all one word. How are you doing? It's a 9:45 here on Tuesday, the 8th of July, 2014. It's a long time, that, isn't it? 2014. 2014 years since what? What really happened? What really happened? That's what I want to know. So, with Turbo Stream and young McColgan there being in Spain, it reminded me of when I used to live in Cyprus. I lived in Nicosia. And, their conversations on Audio Boo, their Audio Boo recordings, just reminded me of the life that I had in Cyprus and what Cyprus was like for us as a family. Well, I remember arriving at the airport with the family and being picked up late at night. And we were driven to our house. And we were lucky. We had a four-bedroom bungalow. And I remember when we arrived in the July of that year. It was humid. But it wasn't uncomfortable, actually. It wasn't uncomfortable. It was actually quite nice. Albeit we landed at, like, 11:30 at night. It was very warm, don't get me wrong. It was 27, 28, 29 degrees. But it was very humid. But as I say, not too uncomfortable. And we arrived and we were so tired. Sarah and I having to run around after children and carry the bags, mad panic to get to the plane and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So very tired. And so all we did was just get to bed. And I remember the guy who dropped us off left us a couple of boxes of water. And so we, I say box of water, I maybe should describe that a bit more, shouldn't I? It was a box of 6 2-litre bottles. That's what it was. And so we took the water out and I had my first experience of a creepy crawly. So we'd been in our house not an hour and there was this freaking cockroach come out of this box of water. Oh god, I don't know how I slept that night, but it was hot. It was hot in the house. And I think all of the rooms had ceiling fans. Yeah, all of the rooms in the house had ceiling fans. Obviously except for the bathroom. As far as bathrooms go, the room sizes were very generous and there were the ceilings were high to accommodate a fan, of course, but also to let the hot air go up there somewhere. But all the bedroom sizes were generous. They were very big, very big. And the fourth bedroom was it was ensuite. It was the old maid's room, basically. And so that bedroom was ensuite. Our living room was huge. It was a living room diner, which was just ridiculous. It was huge. It would be about seven. The living room bit would be about 7 by 7 meters, and the dining room would be, I don't know, 5 by 5. We had what we called the sunroom on the front of the house, which was just ridiculous. You couldn't go in there in the summer. It was just too hot. And we had 2 fridge freezers, one in the sunroom and one in the kitchen. Really, more for water than anything else. Well, certainly the fridge freezer that we had in the sunroom, which worked really hard to combat the... It must have been, in the height of summer, August. It must have been 40 degrees at times in that sunroom. The fridge that we kept in this room basically just had water in it and pop, liquids. We woke up on that first morning, on the Sunday morning, And I think the first thing I did was open my eyes and just listened. What does it sound like? It was deadly quiet. There was no sound whatsoever outside. So we went out and the back door, the kitchen door has one of those bug. It's a door on the outside of the door, bug door basically, stop the bugs getting in and out or in. So all I remember was opening that squeakiness and then going out, and oh, it was so bright. My lasting memory was the fact that all of the gravel on the driveway was white anyway, and it was blinding, but also, you know, the sky, everything was just so bright. It was just, I'll never forget that about Cyprus. It was just so bright all the time. And it was hot, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I was kind of expecting the heat. And it smelt of, you know, a sauna. That's what it smelt of. You know, that kind of sauna smell. That's exactly what it was. And there was no wind whatsoever. And there was very little wind in Nicosia. There is very little wind in Nicosia because it's basically right in the middle of the island. So many memories. Honestly, the heat. Obviously, it just got hotter and hotter and hotter. That first August wasn't too bad. I was working there for only 2 years. That first August wasn't too bad. The middle August of 2010, that was absolutely relentless. Now, fortunately, we had aircon in the master bedroom and in the living room. Now, the aircon unit on the wall of the living room wasn't big enough for the living room space. But it worked hard. You know, we had to keep all the doors and windows shut. We had, even though we had the sunroom on the front, we had blinds on the dining room and living room windows, and basically we used to keep those shut, and it kept the sun out, which in turn kept quite a lot of heat out as well. And but the summer of 2010 there was so hot that what we did was we pulled our children in our bedroom at night. We brought their mattresses into our bedroom. There was plenty of space. There was tons of space. It was a huge bedroom. And we had the aircon unit going in there. And then, you know, we could get a decent sleep. And if you have a decent sleep, it means you can function better the next day. We had a huge back garden, massive, massive back garden. But you couldn't really do anything because it was like out rocky outcrops and flipping aloe vera plants. It was very Mediterranean, don't get me wrong. But you couldn't sunbathe out there. It was ridiculous. In fact, the kind of sunbathing in our back garden stopped just after the Easter holidays, basically. At the end of April, you couldn't sunbathe in our back garden until probably November. It was just too hot. But in our back garden, we had a big, huge, like 12-foot trampoline for the kids to play on. The previous occupant had cemented the ground to put in a swimming pool. But we didn't put in a swimming pool because our children were too small. but there was a swimming pool within walking distance of where we lived. All being in the heat, that was a hell of a walk, you know. But the swimming pool was free. My wife and kids went down there. And some holidays are like 10 weeks long in Cyprus or something daft like that, or 3 months long. In fact, nearly 3 months long, July, August. No, I think they're 10 weeks long for the school that we sent our kids to. But What else? Oh, yeah, it was just the heat. It was just relentless. Fortunately, our workplace was just inundated with aircon units. There were basically too many aircon units. I mean, my office was tiny, and it was part of the thoroughfare for the whole building. So my aircon unit the firm would tell us you can't have your aircon unit colder than 23 or 24 degrees. But I used to whack mine right down to 16 degrees, which was cold, believe you me, especially when you're less than, well, how close would it be? I wouldn't be 2 meters away from it. So it was a case of on, off, on, off. I couldn't keep it at 22 degrees. It was a bit sickly heat. And my work colleague next door had his aircon unit. And so sometimes I would just put mine on, or he would just put his on, and that would benefit both our offices. So it was quite good. We had a works car. Now the aircon in our works car was brilliant. It was like tropical aircon. It was really good. So it was well worth it. And I used to use the works car to go up to Trudos Mountains and whatnot. We were allowed to use the works cars. So that was quite fun. It was a Toyota Hilux. Top tip, if you're ever going to go to Cyprus on holiday and you want to hire a car and you want to go exploring, make sure you get a 4x4, like a Suzuki Jimny or something like that, Toyota RAV4. The roads are horrendous in Cyprus. The main motorway, basically going from Nicosia to Paphos via Limassol, the main motorway is really good. It's really good quality. In fact, probably 10 times better than the motorways in the UK. I'm telling everybody about Cyprus, Sarah.
I heard that, but maybe you couldn't sunbathe till November. Some of us could sunbathe.
Oh, my wife, I used to joke. It's not a joke, it's kind of fact of life. My wife is a lizard. She is cold-blooded, and she was out in the sun all the time. You know, her dark brown hair went the same colour as it is dyed now, like a kind of dark blonde, and she was virtually black.
It was whiter than that.
Yeah, it was lighter than that, you're quite right. And, you know, my wife is one of these people who doesn't really need suntan lotion.
I put it on out
there. Did you?
Yeah.
You use that tropical like factor 1.5.
Yeah, put like factor 15 on.
You put baby oil on.
No.
We knew many people who put baby oil on and went to hospital promptly afterwards because they were burnt.
Do I have wrinkles?
No, Sarah doesn't have wrinkles.
I use
them. What were the other things? Oh, milk and bread. There's something in Cypriot tradition, something to do with the Orthodox Church, that milk and bread shall be provided for like mothers and children quite late. So I say quite late at night. So you could get milk and bread from bakers just about any time you wanted. It was brilliant. Milk out there lasted, you know, two or even at a stretch three, definitely 2 days after the use by date, which is quite strange.
Just because we had our fridge up so high.
Well, no, even down at work as well. You know, Gary and I, you know, you would see the date on the milk and but give it the old sniff test, and it was fine. It was good. It was all right. And the bakers, and one thing that I really did like about Cyprus was they love the Cypriots, whether they're from the north or the south, they love children. And so you get there's a lot of benefits for children, you know, like you might give them some free food or free drink. Or if you go into a restaurant, you know, kids would eat for free. Or like many Mediterranean places, or certainly, well, definitely Mediterranean.
In this day and age, it's quite unnerving, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. People are scared of pedos, but you know, that's what it was all about. Very family orientated people, the Greek Cypriots, definitely. You know, we used to nip over the border into the Turkish north, which we loved. I loved going across the Turkish north. What are we looking at?
Germany have sunk 5 past Brazil in the first half of the quarters.
5-0?
Yeah, it's only halfway through.
5-0 to Germany? Mm-hmm. I want them to win. Come on, go Germany. Yeah, so we used to go across the Turkish North Holidays. I mean, we lived in Nicosia, which is on the border. You know, it is the border between the north and the south.
Well, we lived in the buffer zone.
So, good times. Okay, so what were the other things? Oh, yeah, so the bakers, because we've got a thing for bakers, and, you know, your mum being German.
Yeah, but I didn't like their bake. I didn't like their cakes, really.
The cakes?
Yeah, I don't like all that baklava.
Oh, so, well, no, because they had cakes like they do in Germany. They had all those. Not as good a selection, but...
I like the American bakery that opened up because their cakes...
Which American bakery?
The one down... I can't remember the road. Some little... They did big muffins. We got your birthday cake from there.
Oh, I can't remember.
Think of the cakes that you used to get in Germany in the American place and...
Uh-huh.
They tasted like that.
Yeah, I can't remember the bakery in Nicosia, though.
I don't know if you actually went in there.
Well, there you go, then.
But you ate the cakes from it.
Okay. So the bakeries, yeah, they did a lot of, like, baklava, kind of pastry, like, small pastry-style mm-hmm. things with, you know, covered in honey or syrup. Yeah, everything in Cyprus, well, in the Republic, is with mint and pistachio nuts. I love pistachios. And we used to go to a market... in the Turkish, on a northern part of Nicosia, and we used to go to one specific shop that sold nuts, because they, you know, everybody sells nuts across there, and we used to get the pistachio nuts. I used to give them €2 or €2 lira?
€2 lira.
And oh my life, maybe got about 10 quid's worth of pistachios. There were tons. The fruit and veg in Cyprus. Hey, you wouldn't believe they actually buy in quite a lot of fruit and veg. I was gobsmacked. You know,
when we went to the local farmers market underneath
the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all the Cypriot stuff. It tasted a hell of a lot.
Oh yeah, they taste beautiful. We used to on a Friday afternoon. Yeah. I used to finish work early. And we used to go to a farmers market that used to be on. Orphanides was the supermarket. Orphanides, which was halfway down to the motorway from where we lived. And underneath Orphanides car park, they had a farmer's market, which was huge. And so you used to get these, you know, these farmers would bring their produce in, you know, all the fruit, nuts, vegetables, plants. Because they used to bring trees and that, didn't they?
Yeah, they used to do.
Yeah, so basically farmer's market, Cypriot farmer's market. And one thing that always made me chuckle when we left Cyprus and came back to the UK was, in Cyprus we used to buy a watermelon that would be no less than, what, 30 centimetres in diameter. Well, they were huge. The watermelon were huge. And we could only ever buy one because we couldn't store them.
I think the size of them in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what were they called? Butternut squash. The butternut squash the butternut squash would be up to a metre long. And we came back to the UK and the first thing we saw in Tesco supermarket, butternut squash, which was like 30 centimetres long. And we were used to buying, you know, like half a butternut squash because we couldn't keep it anywhere. But honestly, the farmer's market, some of the vegetables and the fruit would look... Ooh, that seemed better days insofar as it looks deformed, but the oranges were the... Everything was just so packed with... It wasn't everything, it was so saturated flavour. It was beautiful, yeah. All the fruit and vegetables.
You don't pick the oranges from the trees, do you, Richard?
No. There was one time we were travelling in the northern... on the northern side in Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and we were diverting, the road was closed and a copper was diverting us through this orchard. Now this orchard was absolutely massive. We must have driven through the orchard for about 5 or 6 kilometres, I would say, and it was an orange orchard. Is that what they're called, orchards for oranges?
Is it not an orange grove?
Orange grove. Is it? Anyway, they were growing oranges deliberately. Whatever they were called. So I said to Sarah, I says, I want to stop. I don't want to pick. I want to pick an orange off a tree. And probably a little bit naughty, but no word of a lie, there would be millions and millions and millions of oranges. And
the northern Cypriots would have handcuffed you.
You don't tick off the northern Cypriot police because they chuck you in handcuffs, hoy in a black Mariah, and you'd never be seen again. Believe me, I have first-hand dealings with that. So you'd have to take my word for that. That is true story, bro. So we stopped the car and I said, I'm going to pick an orange. So I picked an orange and it just wasn't quite ready. They were orange, all right, but they were small.
You call it an orchard.
Eh? You do call it an orchard. Have you Googled it?
I just knew that.
All right, yeah, you're looking it up on the internet.
Yeah, I've looked it up.
And so I peeled this orange. We're driving along in the car and I peeled this orange. Holy cow. The battery acid juice burnt my mouth.
You couldn't taste for a week.
I actually lost my sensation of taste for probably just over a week. That is not a lie. But at the material time, it actually burnt my mouth. And that really, really weird experience, that. The orange was coloured orange. It was just small, that's all.
I was right. A group of trees is called a grove or a cluster of trees or a copse.
So what is it? A grove.
It can be called an orchard, but a grove is more.
Okay. More, I always thought it was a grove, orange grove.
You said orchard?
Whatever, dude.
Good dude. I'm right. You're so,
Yeah, so that was that. The sea. Okay, so we travelled all over the island, and we probably hit every single beach that you could go to. Mm. We had our favourite beach, which was Flamingo Beach in Pretoris, on the south side, which was on the strip in Pretoris.
On holiday at Cyprus, go to Pretoris. Don't go to Paphos because the beaches are sand.
Yeah.
In Pretoris.
Yeah, well, there are no beaches in Paphos.
No, they've got stone.
You've got a bit further up from Paphos. You've got Pier, where we got stuck in the car.
Yeah, don't go there. You get stuck.
You get stuck in a car on a beach, and invariably 3 weeks later, your clutch goes.
I wouldn't have driven the beach.
650 euros later to fix the car. So. There are no beaches in Paphos. Paphos, really, really beautiful place. Love it to bits. I would go on holiday. Sarah and I twice went there and stayed in a villa, didn't we? Yeah. We chose the same villa because it was so nice, and with a swimming pool in the back garden of the villa. And also, what was that restaurant called? Fat Mama's. It was the Fat Mama's, the one where they put the shows on every 20 minutes.
Called Fat Mama.
It was called Fat Mamas. I'm positive.
I think it was quite that.
I think I'm positive. Google it. I'm sure the restaurant was called Fat Mamas in Paphos, and all of the waiters and waitresses must have some kind of qualification in song and dance, or you know, academy, you know, they've been the Academy of the Arts or something daft like that, because Fat Mamas, I told you, because every 20 minutes they put like a little show on, like a dance or or somebody sings. If you tip them off at somebody's birthday, they'll get everybody to sing happy birthday and give whoever's birthday is some kind of appropriate present. It was just after or before our wedding anniversary when we went.
Yeah, we went on our anniversary.
Did we? Yeah. It wasn't the day of our anniversary. It wasn't.
But we were there for the weekend.
Yeah. It was like the day before, day after our anniversary, and we told Little Porky Pie and said that it was our anniversary, and so they came out and did a song for us. I mean, Sarah and I had seen this before when we visited before. And we got a bottle of champagne for free, which was really nice. But the food was absolutely top-notch. It was always packed. So if you ever get the chance to go to Paphos, find Fat Mama's on the... It's like on the restaurant strip. It's out
on the
way.
It's on the same...
It's out the way of the marina, though.
Yeah, but it's on the same strip as the Tomb of the Kings.
Yeah, same strip as Tomb of the Kings, which I never went to. Mike and Stacey went in, didn't they?
No, because we had H-Bomb and
he
was
Tamarino. Oh, yeah. But they said it was hot in there, didn't they? What else? We went a few times to a place called Golden Beach, which was right up in the northeast, up on the Panhandle. And it's a beach which is about, 3 kilometres long, and at its widest point is probably about 600 metres wide. Mm. And the first time we went there, there was about 20 people on the beach. It was huge. And that's where the donkey sanctuary is as well.
Yeah.
And that, the first time we went up onto that beach, because we took your sister, didn't we? Mm. And we went into the sea, and the sea, it's the first and only time, actually, that the seawater was like bathwater temperature. It was warm.
No, I disagree.
When? I think what?
By the time it's had the long hot summer in October, the sea was always warm.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
All right.
My mum came and we took her up there with boiling.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was as hot as when Angela was there, honestly.
Yeah, I do.
But whatever. The sea, it was like proper warm water. Proper warm water. Well, yeah. And some of the best snorkeling around there. Oh, no, that was... what was that cove called? Gary and Fiona went there first and told us about it. Secret Cove or something. Somewhere else up on the north. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful places.
Yeah, but I didn't like that because I got beaten alive.
And you got beaten. You used to get bitten by the sand flies every time we went there, didn't you?
Only that beach.
And only you.
I mean,
me and the kids were all right.
Like mad.
And the fish used to come and eat you in the water. They used to come and bite you.
Bite me.
So it was constantly trying to swim away from the fish. And that's where I saw the sea turtle and you were jealous because you never saw it, and then decided to swim like 400 metres out into the Mediterranean to see the sea turtle.
Well, I did see it.
No, you didn't.
Well, I might have.
Mike and I saw it. I got video of it at the very least.
Unless it went past my face, I wouldn't have seen it anyway. To be fair.
It was about 20 metres down, but I did get video of it. With me waterproof cover on the camera. So good times. Good times. Loads of good times. Hot, constantly, always hot. Except for the Friday the 13th of May 2011. The day of the worst lightning I have ever seen in my life. Which killed my... We'd sold the first iMac that we owned. Can you remember? We sold the first iMac the day before, and then Friday the 13th of May 2011 was the day that the lightning struck, travelled down the telephone lines into just about all the houses, fried our Apple time capsule with everything that I'd just backed up. So I lost a lot of photographs and lost a lot of other things. But subsequently got them back last year, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
The water flooded loads of places, freak floods. Gary and Fiona had their skybox flew out of their television unit. Okay. Sparks were coming out of the plug sockets, which was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. And the lightning...
And the wiring was dodgy.
Yeah, the lightning was striking all around my workplace on the ground, leaving smouldering patches. It was scary, scary stuff. And we were all told to stay indoors. We were all ordered to not leave the building until the lightning let up. Yeah.
Risk of fire as well.
Yeah, it was. It was dangerous times.
Dry.
Yeah. Yeah, places constantly, the fields were constantly on fire because of the dry conditions. Oh, loads of memories, really.
Yeah, but some bad, like never saw green.
Yeah, when the first rains came in, like December, well, no, we had rain in September one time, didn't we? And then it didn't rain again until December.
I mean, it's lovely because you've got 9 months of blue sky, you know what the weather's doing, you know what to wear.
Yeah,
but you don't see green.
No, there's no green anywhere on the island. Everything's bright. You see green where they irrigate. Our friends had irrigation.
Coming back to England.
Yeah, but the Kingstons had irrigation in their garden, and the grass felt so wrong, didn't it? It was like big, wide, thick blades, and it wasn't very soft. Because the water's crap as well, obviously. So
terrible water.
Yeah.
Wouldn't drink it.
Yeah, so anyway, loads and loads of memories. I just remember the heat constant. It was some days it was like a bloody blast furnace anywhere you went.
Lovely.
Yeah, and the aircon was pretty useless in our car, wasn't it?
Not for me. I thought
it was. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were getting out of a truck with tropical aircon.
Yeah, I was telling everybody before.
Those that had to slum it. We just got used to it.
Yeah, in the Hilux. The Hilux, which was not at all comfortable. But I was telling everybody how we used to borrow it and go up to Trudos. Yeah. And
you're
do a bit...
about the crazy Cypriots in the snow.
Oh, yeah, the Cypriot. when the snow came and we went up to Trudos just to go and experience it. Cypriots would build snowmen and put them on the bonnets of their car, which I found just bizarre because they couldn't see out the windscreens. And it was like a child with a... with a, you know, a small brand new toy. Whenever they saw the snow, they didn't actually know what to do with it. It was weird. But
no,
yeah.
No Cypriot followers.
Well, no, but they were really nice in the grand scheme of things, you know.
Yeah, but they are terrible drivers.
Yeah, well, I think anybody who lives in the Mediterranean can't drive to save their life anyway. In comparison to, you know, Western Europeans. And I still think the Germans have the best road systems. I don't want to say the best drivers, because I think German drivers can be arrogant. I can say that because I've got German family and I lived for 6.5 years in Germany.
Yeah, but
and
they have less crashes than we do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Less crashes, less deaths on the roads. And but
the Italians are pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, but we're not talking... I'm talking about Cyprus. Anyway, I'm going to go now because I've been on 32 minutes. So, reminiscing about Cyprus and kind of wishing I was back, in a way, really. So...
too much meat.
A lot of meat. A lot of lamb. A lot of olives. Oh, it was lovely.
Not
ciao for now.
All one word. Out.